WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Putin weighs in, Flynn subpoenaed. I'm Elliot Francis. There's been a lot of reaction to President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey, including some from Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reid Binion reports.
Mixed reaction to the firing of FBI Director James Comey is pouring in, not just from the political world, but from everyday Americans as well, including voters who supported Trump in the election. Some standing by Trump's move, others expressing concern.
He should have let the investigation go through before he made a decision like this.
Reaction also coming from Russian President Vladimir Putin, sounding supportive of Trump.
President Trump is acting in accordance with his competence and in accordance with his law and constitution.
I'm Reid Binion.
The Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The committee is looking for documents regarding his interactions with Russian officials. That action was taken after Flynn's lawyer initially refused the request. I'm Elliot Francis. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos faced an angry auditorium of graduates at historically black Bethune-Cookman University Wednesday as she gave the commencement address. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
DeVos had just stepped up to the podium when members of the graduating class began to make themselves heard.
Thank you so very, very much for this great honor and privilege.
Some of the boos turned into cheers when several students turned their backs on the education secretary.
I am honored to become a Wildcat.
Shouts of no erupted when she said she was going to visit the gravesite of Bethune-Cookman University's founder. University President Edison Jackson told the class that if their behavior didn't change, their diplomas could be mailed to them. DeVos told the graduates that she was fighting on their behalf. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
DeVos earlier stated founders of historically black universities were pioneers of school choice. HBCUs were founded when black students were barred from attending other colleges. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. And that's it for the Washington Capitals season. The Caps lose the decisive Game 7 to the Pittsburgh Penguins as their long postseason misery continues. The Wizards, meanwhile, are now down 3-2 after losing in Boston in Game 5 of that series. Leaders of the Washington area business community are telling regional government leaders they have their backs when it comes to finding dedicated funding for Metro.
Metro is the economic engine of the D.C. area, according to Greater Washington Board of Trade President Jim Dinegar. He says the entire region needs to work together to keep Metro running in the face of major budget problems. The transit agency needs a dedicated funding source.
You don't want to have these discussions 10 times over the next 10 years. Have it once, and let's have a dedicated stream.
He recommends a 1% regional sales tax. Sharon Bulova, who represents Fairfax County on COG, asks,
how do you make that equitable?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, we already know there's quite a bit of infrastructure that could use an overhaul around here, but a new study shows just how much we all need that infrastructure.
D.C. has the most daily crossings per structurally deficient bridge in the country.
We wanted to look at what the structurally deficient bridges were, and then how many daily crossings that these bridges saw.
Justin Loewer at the Auto Insurance Center says the busiest structurally deficient bridge in the district takes DC 295 over Suitland Parkway. In Maryland, the distinction belongs to the Beltway overpass over Maryland 214 in Prince George's County. Virginia says down in the Hampton Roads area.
Well, most of these bridges are all built in the 60s.
And thus weren't built to handle the traffic they see today. Structurally deficient doesn't mean about to fall down, just that at least one major component's deteriorating. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,943. The Nasdaq at 61-29. Sports, the Penguins eliminate the Caps with a Game 7 win. The Wizards lose Game 5 to the Celtics. The Nationals end the Orioles' winning streak with a walk-off win. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, Our question is, how can we help? United Health Group. Built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
On 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Montgomery County Beltway, two things to watch for, please. If you're heading around toward Connecticut Avenue, they still have the cones set up in the right lane from the overnight work, so no delay. So you are coming up on that at speed. Again, you lose the right lane. Once you pass 355, heading toward Connecticut Avenue. And then beyond that, the crash was minor near New Hampshire Avenue. Nonetheless, it's still on the shoulder. Inner loop at New Hampshire Avenue for crash activity. Again, out of the travel lanes, and you're coming up on that at speed. On through Bowie, outbound 50, 197, that's where we have the crash, that two on the shoulder. No problems to report at the Wilson Bridge. We look good getting into town, 295. And for 395 northbound at Glebe Road, cleaning up the overnight road work, looks like you're at speed there too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's going to rain around this morning. It'll start picking up as we go through the morning into the afternoon. Maybe a rumble of thunder. Right around 60 all day. Tonight, rain tapers to showers, 52. Tomorrow, occasional showers in the afternoon in the mid-50s. Chance of rain tomorrow night, showers on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Manassas, 56 in Bethesda, 61 degrees in Washington. Russian media are reporting that Presidents Trump and Putin will meet for the first time in July. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
And good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning, or as I like to think of it, Friday Eve. Yes, because tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
Joining us later on the show at 7:05 is Ron Hosko. He's a former assistant director to the FBI. At 7:35, Alberto Gonzalez. You know him. He's a former U.S. Attorney General. At 8:05, Andrew McCarthy from the National Review. And at 8:35, Scott Allen from the Washington Ports for a postmortem for some Washington teams. I won't say any more about that. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian.
I will say only one thing about that right now. I hate the Penguins with a passion so deep it burns in my soul. Just saying. All right, listen, we want to talk more about what happened earlier this week with the firing of the FBI director, but here's the question. You know, we got to find a new one. We got to have a new FBI director pretty soon. You know, you can't just have that position unfilled. It doesn't seem like the guy who is there now as the acting FBI director, Andrew McCabe, is probably going to be the guy. So who do you think it is? Who do you think would make a great FBI director? The phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. There are a lot of names being tossed about. I think some of them have merit. I think some of them are wishful thinking. I think some of them don't make any sense. But, well, let's get your take on it. And while we're waiting on that, let me just say very quickly that there are some overnight developments in this story that I want to bring you up to date on. One of them has to do with the story in the Washington Post, which says that Rod Rosenstein, the man who wrote the memo that led to the firing of Jim Comey, was very upset that it was perceived that he was the initiator of the firing idea. He wanted it known very clearly, and the White House went out of its way yesterday to clarify that this was the president's decision. The president, of course, has the right to make that decision. He can fire an FBI director at will for any reason. That's something even Jim Comey acknowledged yesterday in his farewell letter to the FBI. But anyway, that was very much in the front page. And there's a question about whether or not Comey had recently asked for more funding for the Russian probe. Let me just say a couple of things about that before we move on to take your calls. You know, if you accept the theoretical premise that Comey was getting close to the truth, as some have suggested, do you believe that firing one man stops that probe? I mean, if you believe that, then I don't think you have a very good understanding of how these probes work. And given what we know about Jim Comey, If he felt he had been fired because he was, quote-unquote, getting too close or had recently asked for more money to continue the Russian probe, don't you think he would be willing to come forward and talk about that? And I mean, isn't it his style? to not sit by and suffer silently. He's going to testify on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. So, you know, if he comes out and says, you know, this is absolutely, I believe, was an attempt to thwart the investigation. If you want to know who's the thwarter in this town, it's the Democrats who thwart anything that this president does. I mean, this was a man who was not popular. Jim Comey was not popular with Democrats until the president of the United States fired him. So a lot of people are now looking around saying, who should be the next FBI director? What do you think about it? Phone lines are open. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. There's one weird one out there that's sort of interesting, and I'll talk about that in a bit. What do you think, Mary?
Well, I love that they were against him before they were for him. With Comey.
Yeah, I know.
They kept boom, on a dime like that, and it's amazing. But it's fun to listen to them spin, and I love when the news people actually ask them, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Can I just throw in a quote from Rich Lowry over at National Review? Never has an FBI director been so vociferously defended by a party that believes he threw a national election by going outside the Department of Justice rules. And he's exactly right, Rich is. But go ahead.
I would love to see President Trump appoint someone that they can't, to whom they can't object. Appoint a Democrat. I would love to see that. As much as there are some people on my wish list, I still would love to see President Trump appoint a Democrat to watch them go, well, because you know they have to be against it because President Trump did it.
Right.
But by the same time, it's one of their own. Now what do I do?
Well,
I would love to see him do that to them.
There is an interesting scenario being floated by the Daily Caller, which I'll talk about in a moment. Let's go to Penny in Martinsburg, start off and see what you think about it. Who should be the next FBI director, Penny? What's your thought?
Troy Gowdy.
He's on my wish list. Oh, I would love to see
Troy. And I'll tell you why, Troy. And I take, I kind of stand with your position that it ought to be a non-political person, but that's wishful thinking. Okay, it is really wishful thinking because even if they come in as non-political, it's a political position. Even though they don't speak about it and they don't like it to look that way, there are politics played.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk about that, you know, I remember when Jim Comey came out with, you know, oh, we're not going to prosecute Hillary. There was no intent. I remember specifically the hearing where Trey Gowdy had Jim Comey in there. And it was Trey Gowdy who basically ran off all these questions to Comey, basically proving the case that they had sufficient evidence to take Hillary up on these charges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he reminded Comey. Now, you got Gowdy reminding the FBI director that the laws that you're looking at do not require intent. But Comey said, well, we didn't do anything because we couldn't find intent.
Yeah.
And Trey Gowdy, if you look at his record, Trey is not partial to Republicans or Democrats. If you're in the doghouse, he'll call you out on it.
I think it's an intriguing idea. Here's the question. Would Trey Gowdy be willing to walk away from his House seat to take on what is a 10-year job? I mean, when you talk to Trey Gowdy, I mean, he is not of Washington.
No, but that's why I like him.
I love that about him, but he has often said he would really prefer, if he had in a perfect world, to be back home. And so would Trey Gowdy be interested in committing to a 10-year job in the nation's capital? I don't know. It seems to me to be an open question. I think he would be a great, inspired choice.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he wants the job.
Well, I think Penny laid out a very good case for Trey Gowdy, and he's number one on my list. I would love to see him, but at the same time, I would love for President Obama to totally troll the Democrats by picking someone that they can't argue.
Mm-hmm.
That they just have to go, oh, well, okay, well, fine. And just put them in their place like that. He trolls them so beautifully.
Yeah,
I would love to see that.
The whoever gets chosen for this, you know, it can either continue a big, ugly fight, or it could end it. It depends on how the president goes with it. It's a couple of names that have been mentioned. Ray Kelly, former police commissioner of New York, is somebody who has been talked about. I mean, it was just yesterday Joe DeGeneva suggested this would be the perfect man. I just want to point out, and I think he's a really good guy and would be probably very good at the job. He's 75 years old. It's a 10-year appointment. He'd be 85 by the time it all was over. And I don't know. It seems like to me you probably want a younger man there. But, I mean, that's not to be an ageist or anything. I just think that generally you probably want somebody a little younger. And Michael Chertoff's name has been mentioned. He's the former Secretary of Homeland Security during the Bush years. And a man who I think had a pretty good reputation in this town. We used to call him Sam the Eagle because he looks like that Muppet character, Sam the Eagle. But Michael Chertoff, is 63. So, yeah, he could serve until he was 73 pretty easily. There's a name that has been mentioned. Chris Christie's name has been brought up, and I don't see that, quite frankly. For me, for my money, Chris Christie is a very political choice and would never pass muster with the Democrats. But what do you think about it? Get on the line right now. Give us your thoughts. Who should be the next FBI director? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And in a moment, I'm going to share with you this interesting idea that was floated by the Daily Caller that sort of fits into your scenario. I mean, it's controversial, but interesting. Time now for WMAO Traffic and Weather. The 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway still need everyone to watch. The crews haven't picked up all the cones just yet. Montgomery County Inner Loop as you pass Connecticut Avenue. They were set up along the right side for that overnight work zone. And then beyond that had the crash Inner Loop near New Hampshire Avenue. That was to the shoulder. No, neither one of these causing any delays. So you really want to be careful coming up on that at speed. On John Hanson Highway, Route 50 going outbound at 197. That's where we have the crash. That's to the right side, right shoulder. Coming up again on that one at speed. Hey, 270, good. Good start here between Frederick and the Beltway each direction. 395 northbound as you're heading toward Charlington. Looks like they've cleared up that overnight work zone. And on the outer loop of the Beltway, past Braddock Road and heading toward Springfield. See a little bit of congestion there. Crews are going to see if there's any debris or a stalled car along the way. Again, outer loop heading toward Springfield. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy with periods of rain today, maybe a rumble of thunder at some point. Temperatures will be in the 60s mostly all day. Maybe a half inch of rain today. Rain tonight, but it'll end early tonight. Cloudy tomorrow. And that would be, a slight chance of showers on Friday, high of 58. Saturday, cloudy with rain in the mid-50s. Could get quite a bit of rain, actually, on Saturday. On Sunday, partly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 61 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Condoleezza Rice. Now, I know that's out of the box. You could say I'm out of my mind, but I don't think you need a history in law enforcement. The one thing you've got to have here is a sense of integrity. Unimpeachable integrity. She's obviously very skilled at many things. She goes all the way back to Scowcroft, national security agencies. She also happens to know a lot about the Russians. She could read the alleged collusion documents in the original Russian if necessary.
So that's Charles Krauthammer suggesting the name of Condoleezza Rice, who has been in town of late, and I don't know. It'd be interesting to see whether she would be interested in such a thing. Here, let's go to cut number one, if we could. Here's Susan Page. It was also on the Fox panel last night with another name.
I'm suggesting Mike Rogers, seven-term congressman from Michigan, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, worked reasonably well with Democrats on the Benghazi probe that committee did, and a former FBI agent. He's also a generation younger than some of the other names on this list. He's in his 50s. It's a 10-year appointment that may matter.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I mean, we're good friends with Mike Rogers here at WMAL, and he seemed like a pretty decent guy. Might be an interesting choice. Let me throw out, Mary, this idea that I looked at and I said, in many ways, this is an inspired idea. In many ways, it will cause heartburn for conservatives. But let me throw this out. In the Daily Caller, there is an article written by Kevin Daly, the legal affairs reporter for the Daily Caller, that says, let me make the case for Merrick Garland to be the next FBI director. Now, look, we decided that we didn't want him to be the next Supreme Court justice. And maybe some people had a bit of heartburn about some of his past rulings. But generally, he was thought to be mostly a moderate, not really a liberal judge. The decision to not let him go forward, his nomination not to go forward, really had more to do with the precedent in this town of not letting a president make a Supreme Court appointment in the last year of his presidency. But a lot of people walked away having met Merrick Garland, and they liked him. And here's another interesting development in all that. Democrats couldn't say a thing about it. They couldn't say one word if Merrick Garland were to be appointed as the person to lead the FBI. And there's an extra added bonus here, according to this column written by in the Daily Caller. You would get to replace him on the D.C. Court of Appeals, where right now the number of Democratic appointments outweighs the number of Republican appointments 7-4. You could even up that very important court and get a judgeship out of the deal if Merrick Garland were to leave the bench and go lead the FBI. Interesting idea. I'm not sure that all conservatives could get on board with it, but it would absolutely shut down the controversy just like that.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love.
I'm not
totally
sure.
Totally heart this.
I don't know if everybody will go along with it.
Oh, come on. The entertainment factor alone is totally worth it. Just to watch Chuck Schumer spin himself into the ground. It'd be awesome. Come on.
How about Tim in Colonial Beach? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Tim?
Good morning. I think the best choice all around is somebody from within the ranks, a name we don't know, an assistant director that the FBI is their career, and they know the agency, they know the people, the agents trust him. It's somebody without political ambition that would do more to rebuild that agency and get it away from the political side than I think any name that would come up.
Well, you know what? It might be the right thing to do, and there are certainly some really fine people at the FBI. And I do get the impression they're looking at Andrew McCabe. I'm not sure that he's going to pass muster for reasons that have nothing to do with his career, but his association with his wife's campaign, and his wife got money from the former Democratic governor, well, the current Democratic governor of Virginia. I'm not sure that they want to open up that can of worms, but I think there are a lot of other great people at the Bureau who should be considered about that. Listen, what do you think about it? 888-630-9625. Who did you want to be the next FBI director? Love to have your thoughts about it. More in just a moment. 522.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Do you have bags under your eyes? Do you want them to go away? Do you wish every morning that they would go away when you look at your mug in the mirror? Listen, bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of Americans. You're not alone here. But now, there's a solution. Genucel, the serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Listen to what Susan from New Jersey wrote. I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared. Susan, it's not just you. I use it. I love it. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or you can have your money back. And listen to this deal. Now until Mother's Day, you'll get a free month supply of Genucel with your order. That's right, free. Order now. Shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, you'll get a second luxury Mother's Day gift for free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point, and whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
And what happens after it disappears?
We recycle the recyclables and donate the donatables so planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too. It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147 plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It is 525 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway still needs you to watch on the inner loop as they put the last of the cones to the right shoulder up at speed as you come around from 270 past Connecticut Avenue, so be very cautious. Then we have another incident beyond that on the shoulder inner loop at New Hampshire Avenue. All right, here we go. 95 coming southbound. Looks like we're up at speed heading south past Calverton and down to the Beltway. No problems early on here. DC 295, we like that. And good each direction, southeast, southwest freeway, 395, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, currently with your travel lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain in this morning. We'll see occasional rain around. Some thunderstorms are possible, but they'll be embedded within the rainfall, not expecting severe weather. Occasional rain this afternoon and hovering around 60 degrees, not only this morning, but into the afternoon. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 61 degrees, 526 on WMAL. We're asking you, who do you think should be the next FBI director? Bride and Mary in the house today, and Mike from La Plata is on the line. Good morning to you, Mike. Who do you like?
Good morning, Brian, man. Ken Cuccinelli is my pick. I mean, if he's good, I think he'd be great. I love it. He's a bulldog. We need a fresh set of eyes, some new perspective. I think he'd be great.
Ken Cuccinelli, that's an interesting idea.
I like him.
Yeah, I do too.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, I haven't heard that name mentioned, but
it's
I sort of like it.
Mike's the first one to bring that name up. I haven't seen that anywhere. Yeah. However, it just doesn't troll the Democrats enough for me.
Well, here's what Brett Baer had to say last night about some of the names that are floating around.
Three names that are familiar popped up today in discussions. One, Congressman Trey Gowdy, also former Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire, and the former police commissioner of New York, Ray Kelly.
Yeah, so some of those we've talked about before. Trey Gowdy, Ray Kelly, interesting ideas. Kelly Ayotte, hadn't thought about her, but she was well-liked, and that would be an interesting. And if you have to get confirmation from the Senate, it's harder for senators to vote against one of their own that they know well, somebody who walked the halls with them up on Capitol Hill. So she might have an easy time at confirmation. An interesting idea. Hadn't thought about it.
I'm pretty sure the Democrats will vote against anyone President Trump puts up, which is why I think he needs to put them in a place where they can't vote no.
Well, they wouldn't vote against Merrick Garland.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah,
but that's my point. They can vote against him, which is would be absolutely brilliant. And whoever the writer is in the Daily Caller who came up with that, it's a stroke of genius.
I know that it would give some conservatives heartburn, but maybe need to think about that one a little bit.
I think it's worth it.
It's an interesting idea. It's 528 on WMAL.
Don't miss the United States Air Force Band's Heritage to Horizons, Wednesday, May 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Air Force Memorial in Arlington, Virginia. This free concert will feature the Airmen of Note, Air Force Strings, and Max Impact with exciting flyovers and impeccable Honor Guard drill team demonstrations. Tickets are not required for this free concert, Wednesday, May 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Air Force Memorial. For more information, log on to usafband.af.mil.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. We'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
We all know our credit score is important when you want to go out and buy something. Is it important when you start to date someone? We'll talk about that in just a moment. It is now 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The head of the House Oversight Committee is asking the Justice Department watchdog to investigate the firing of FBI Director James Comey. Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz has sent a letter to Inspector General Michael Horowitz.
The Justice Department Inspector General, should they decide to pursue this aspect of the investigation, really has wide-ranging latitude. This means interviews with top Justice Department officials. This means access to documents as well. So those lingering questions about how this actually transpired, what actually occurred, who told who what to do, these are the types of things that could be uncovered should Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, decide to pursue this.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Virginia First Lady Dorothy McAuliffe will not be running for Congress. Mrs. McAuliffe says now she will not run for the Democratic nomination to challenge incumbent Republican Barbara Comstock next year. A new study by the Auto Insurance Center identifies a list of structurally deficient bridges in the nation. Topping the list in our area is the overpass that takes DC 295 over Suitland Parkway. The bridge that carries the Beltway over Central Avenue is also on the list. Virginia's Attorney General is calling on federal officials to let states use federal money to target more cases of abuse and neglect against Medicaid recipients. Longtime Washington TV meteorologist Doug Hill is retiring. They revealed it on ABC 7 News last night.
It's time to go. It's all good.
You don't want to talk about this, but you will be working through the summer.
We got tropical storms, hurricanes, severe thunders, all kind of fun weather stuff to deal with during the summer, but September 15th will be my last day.
Doug Hill says he now wants to focus on his family and Christian ministry. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,943, the NASDAQ at 6129. Sports, the Caps are eliminated, losing Game 7 to the Penguins. The Wizards have their backs to the wall after losing Game 5 in Boston. Give the Celtics credit, says Wizards coach Scott Brooks.
Boston played a good basketball game. Avery was on fire. Al was terrific. We had no answers for those guys.
Baseball, former Oriole Matt Wieters is the hero of the game as the Nationals beat the O's. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are on fire. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And listen, home sellers, I'm giving you a strong recommendation to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Call them right now if you're looking to get top dollar for your home and have your home showcased directly to actual home buyers. Yeah, real people looking to buy homes right now. The Reynolds team's results are staggering. No matter where you live in the DC area, you'll get top level service and higher profits from your sale. Don't go with the agent who's only going to internet market your home. Nah, it's a fact that Sarah and Debbie already have over 55 ready home buyers, and they'll sit down and show them to you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call the Reynolds team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD.
You could have thousands of dollars owed you and not even know it.
I'm showing up at your door at $12,000.
Seven on Your Side, Scott Taylor uncovered a treasure trove of cash, and your name could be on that payout list.
Is this a joke?
If it is, she has almost 28,000 reasons to laugh.
Where does the money come from? And how can you find out if there are any dollars out there for you?
You guys are always looking out for the little guy.
Unclaimed Cash, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Hey, TGITers, listen up.
Who exactly do you think you're talking to?
We're down to the nitty-twisty gritty with three can't-miss new episodes.
Whoa.
First, on Grey's, it's a five-alarm shocker.
Call code orange. Lock this place down.
And on Scandal.
When did you stop gladiating?
Don't mess with the mother fixer.
Get out and shut this case down.
Then, on the Catch season finale, it's twists and betrayals galore.
Oh, my God.
Then, watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side.
It's Toyota time at LustinToyota.com.
And our Memorial Day deals start right now. Camrys from $169 a month. Tacomas from $299 a month. Highlanders from $329 a month. 700 vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustin can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime, bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with Lustin.
Under Virginia's largest American flag.
LustinToyota.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
The Lustin Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustin Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustin Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustin.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. How are we go out of Urbana and down toward Hyattstown? That's where we have the crash. Please tell me that they quickly went over to the shoulder, but the delays are very slow here southbound between Route 80 Urbana and 109 Hyattstown. So keep alert. Beyond that, though, wide open. No problems. Gaithersburg, Rockville down to the lane divide. All lanes open. Beltway, Connecticut Avenue each direction. The work crews on the inner loop have everything out of the travel lanes. You're coming up on that at speed, so you're looking good. Looking good across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Legion Bridge right now, 66, and in from the west without any early reported troubles. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp weather pattern over the next few days. We'll see rain coming in as we head through this morning. And as we go through the morning, the rain picks up a little bit. Maybe a few rumbles of thunder. And on again, off again, rainfall this afternoon. Right around 60. Overnight tonight, rain tapers off to showers, 52. Tomorrow, an east breeze, 56. Occasional showers for the afternoon. And some showers on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Burke, 55 in Silver Spring, 59 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, former Assistant FBI Director Ron Hoskell will join us to give us some sense of how things are going over, maybe at the FBI, or what his thoughts were about the firing of Comey. At 7:35, I'm really interested to hear what former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has to say about all this. At 8:05, Andrew McCarthy with National Review, and at 8:35, Scott Allen with the Washington Post. He's a sports reporter on what was not a very good night for sports in the District of Columbia. And I hate the Penguins. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry. Good
Larry,
Lord.
Dear Lord.
Mary Walter. Good Lord, I just had a brain fart.
Yeah, well, the reason they hired me is because our names are one letter off.
It's like Mary
L,
and Larry.
M, and we
that's
even
right.
go alphabetically. Yeah. So, you know, that's where I got the gig. So that's okay. I've been called worse. Hey, would you date someone who has bad credit or date someone with money who has money issues? Would you marry someone who has maybe a lot of debt? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I know someone who was in a relationship, and this is a hand-to-God true story, a gentleman who was in a relationship with a woman. We loved her. She's fantastic and wonderful. And everybody's like, so the questions come, when are you going to get married? And we found out after they broke up, where everybody was shocked. She was lovely. They were great. Loved her. Loved the family, the whole bit. He told she had bad credit, and she had a good job, and she lived at home with mom and dad, and they had a discussion about getting married. They were moving in that direction, as we all thought they were.
Yeah.
And she had bad credit. And he said to her, in a lot of debt, and he said, here's the deal. I'll give you a year to show me that you're cleaning up your debt, because I'm not going to get married and assume your debt.
Right.
Because he was very responsible. He had his own business and was just starting out at the time. He didn't want to assume her debt. He said, I want to get married, but I'm not going to assume this. If you want to get married, just show me. You're living at home with your parents. Mm-hmm. Clean up your debt, you know, and show me that you're moving in that direction. She couldn't do it. And they broke up and did not get married.
Yeah.
He moved on. She moved on. I don't know where she is now. And he's with, you know, with somebody else. But it's a big, it's a serious thing to consider. And does it mean you're being, are you being materialistic? Because I don't think you are. I don't think that's being materialistic. 42% of adults in a new survey say that knowing someone's credit score would affect their willingness to date that person. Mm. And that number has gone up from last year. It's now 42%, with women nearly three times as likely to consider credit score a major influence on a potential partner compared to men. 20% of women say it is a major factor, only 7% of men, which I thought was very interesting.
That is interesting. That's very interesting. Well, I do understand why it would be an area of concern if you find out, and you don't find this out right off the bat, I would imagine, in a relationship.
Right.
You're into the relationship, and the first thing you want to find out is, well, are we compatible? Do we get along? You know, is there something there? Is there a spark? Do I like this person? Do I find this person interesting? Could I see myself living with this person forever? You know, so those are things that you sort of weigh, and then as it goes along, you know, then the little telltale signs start to pop up, you know, that she's under some kind of financial duress, perhaps, or he is, mm-hmm. depending on what the case may be. And you got to make a decision. My gosh, do I want to take this on? Especially when you get married, it does impact your credit record as well. And if you've got a good credit score, and you know, that's a valuable thing. It really is. And to have your credit score be knocked down seriously because you married somebody, I can understand why it becomes a big deal for a lot of people. I can see why it would be a deal breaker.
Absolutely. 888-630-9625. What about you? And is it being materialistic? I don't think it is. David in Madison, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Good morning, David.
Good morning. So both my wife and I are in our mid-30s when we met, and she had previously been married, was divorced, and as a result had a ton of debt, which also included lower credit. When we started dating, I knew what I was getting into and everything else, but the personality trumped that. Right before we got married, about a month or two beforehand, I cut checks for all of her creditors and basically paid it all off.
Wow.
So when we ended up getting married, it was only on the credit report temporarily, and now she has better credit than me.
So, wow, you must have really.
But
that's amazing to do that.
That's a very, very. Now look, and what he.
Thank you for sharing that, David. Have a great day.
It was a very generous thing to do, but what he has determined there was that this wasn't her fault. It was because
of a divorce.
And, you know, look, I mean, I think that is a mitigating factor. If you find that somebody has got bad credit because they went through a big medical thing,
that's different.
It's a very different thing than if they just happen to be bad with money.
Well, and that was the problem with this person that I was speaking of in the very beginning. She was just bad with money. She was a big spender. You had a good job, but still lived at home with mom and dad, had no intentions of moving out, and somehow was still in debt. Which goes to prove that she was not good with money. And I think giving that person a chance to say, look, clean this up and we can move forward here because I don't want to have to assume your debt.
Right.
And I think, you know, David brought up a good point. Divorce, I think a lot of times, leaves people holding the bag. I've heard all sorts of horror stories from people who had an ex who, you know, made off with the cash or ran up the credit card bills and ran away.
Yeah.
Robert in Manchester, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Good morning,
hey, Robert.
Good morning. My girlfriend at the time was married, going through the divorce, and I told her, I'm not going to pay off his debt that you guys accumulated together. And she's fine with that, but the bills we have together I pay off now. But she's fine with it now, but she wasn't too happy with it when I told her about it. Now she has to work twice as hard to pay off the debt that her and her ex-husband accumulated.
Now, is her ex-husband paying this off too, or is it just on her?
She got the bad end of the divorce.
Yeah. you hear those stories all the time, but I can't blame Robert, and I don't think that's materialistic. I think he's being smart.
Yeah, he is being smart. He's like, I love you. I don't love your ex-husband's debt.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's 543 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis recently announced the 2017 recipients of the Commander-in-Chief's annual award for installation excellence. The awards recognize the outstanding and innovative efforts of the people who operate and maintain U.S. military installations. This year's five recipients were selected for their exemplary support of Department of Defense missions. See the list of winners at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com and enter the secret code 5757. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom for $19.99. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5757.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
I'm Gardner Britt III, General Manager at Ted Britt. From all of us at Ted Britt Automotive, we honor those that have given their lives to defend our freedom.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Hillendale area, north of the Beltway on New Hampshire Avenue, that first busy intersection there with Powder Mill Road. That's where we have accident activity. Watch, we have additional fire and rescue units coming to that intersection if you're in the vicinity of New Hampshire Avenue and Powder Mill Road. Around the Beltway each direction, passing New Hampshire Avenue through Silver Spring, Bethesda, with travel lanes open. No early delays. We do have early delays on 270. Had the minor crash south of Route 80 Urbana before you get to 109. That's our focal point of delays right now. Now, authorities tell me everything had been over to the shoulder, but still slowing us down there nonetheless. We'll take you around the Beltway, Virginia, Annandale, Tysons, quiet. And for 95, we're getting a little bit busy in Aquia. And again, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a damp Thursday, and that rain will be continuing as we head on through early tonight and try to get out of here somewhat tomorrow. It's going to rain around this morning. It'll start picking up as we go through the morning into the afternoon. Maybe a rumble of thunder right around 60 all day. Tonight, rain tapers to showers, 52. Tomorrow, occasional showers in the afternoon in the mid-50s. Chance of rain tomorrow night, showers on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 61 at Reagan National, 57 here in Northwest. Traffic and weather brought to you by Leaf Guard.
Leaf Guard Gutters, the covered gutter system that lets water in and keeps debris out. They come with a lifetime no-clog warranty. Never climb a ladder to clean your gutters again with Leaf Guard. Set up a free, no-obligation gutter inspection and estimate today at guttersmaryland.com.
Hey!
Hey, you know what that means? It's time for sports.
Hey, we lost.
Well, there goes my punchline.
<I'm> Jeez.
Well, now you don't need to know. Here is what happened in the game yesterday with the Capitals.
Setting it up for Schmidt. Whoa, wide open side, and it was missed by Oshie all alone.
That was missed. To quote Deadspin, they face planted.
There were a lot of misses.
The Capitals face planted. They lost spectacularly. And it is 1 year to the day that they did it the last time. So, so the exact same day. So maybe, you know, listen, this is just the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah,
puck away quite a bit, and that's what happens.
This was it. They pushed it to the very end of this series with the Penguins. It was either win or go home, and they just weren't. It wasn't there for them last night. After watching Game 6, I had all of this great confidence. I mean, that was an amazing game, and I've never seen the Capitals look better. And everybody said the same thing. And I thought, man, we're coming back home. We're coming back to Verizon Center, and they're going to be on fire. And they just weren't.
Well, when you waste opportunities and you choke, that's what happens. So.
I'm really sorry.
Listen, I was excited. I thought that they were going to win. I really did. I was excited about the whole thing, and they had a bad night. Just like they had a good night in Game 6, and they played spectacularly in Game 6, they played the way the Penguins played in Game 6 and Game 7. They just didn't play well.
Yeah.
And they had every opportunity. They just kept missing opportunities. The Penguins did not play spectacularly well.
No, they really didn't.
They really didn't. And sometimes a team just has a bad night, which is what makes playoffs so exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. And it reminds me of the NCAAs. You can have a great team, and if they're just having a bad night,
that's it.
They're going home.
That's right.
And it's the same thing here. They just had a bad night. So we still love you, Capitals. Brian is not burning his jersey.
No, but I'm going to wash it now.
And there are many of us who are very grateful for that. I cannot tell you.
No, you can't wash a jersey in the middle of a seven run series.
There are only so many of those Glade air fresheners we can put in here.
It ruins all the mojo.
Well, the jersey can walk itself to the washer now. Also, in sad news, the Wizards lost as well to the Celtics.
Yeah.
That was not a happy night either for them. They flipped the script on the Wizards. It's just the way it was, and Obrey, yeah, I got that. He was back because he was suspended for Game 4, so he was back.
Yeah.
And they were chanting, "We want Obrey, we want Obrey," and then they started chanting something else that I can't say on the air.
No, you can't.
I can't say that. And, you know, the Wizards brushed it off. They're just like, it's Boston.
Yeah,
you got to be prepared for anything. So they lost 123-101.
Yeah,
that's a high score.
That means now the Celtics lead the 7-game series 3-2.
Yep.
And so it's not over for the Wizards as yet, but it is not a step in the right direction.
Listen, it's not insurmountable.
No,
it is definitely not insurmountable. So they can come back from that one. So as opposed to the Capitals, who were down 3-0, on good news though. The Nationals won.
Yeah.
So, yay!
And a walk-off win.
And they ended the O's winning streak. So, that's fantastic. So, we end with good news.
Yeah.
I like to do that. And sorry, Capitals.
One glimmer of hope in the sports.
We still have the Wizards. We can still root for the Wizards.
And we'll be talking to Scott Allen at 8:35 this morning about all of this. So, you'll want to come back and listen to that. Here's Al Rushbow.
Janet Napolitano, big sis. She's a ranking member of the Democrat Party establishment. Anita Hill's lawyer, Bill Clinton's U.S. attorney in Arizona, Obama's Homeland Security Secretary. Now she runs the massive University of California system. The university recently had a state audit. California issued a scathing report accusing Napolitano of hiding $175 million in a secret slush fund. She is also accused of padding the salaries and benefits of her staff, her little helpers. Big Sis's office repeatedly overestimated costs and then spent less. They squirreled away the difference. Worse, this slush fund was partly financed on the backs of the students. While Napolitano and her helpers were stashing away the money, the university was raising student fees because the system was supposedly broke. Her team also turned away thousands of California high school students so they could enroll out-of-towners at higher tuition rates. This fish stinks from the head down. So what's the official response to the audit? Well, the Board of Regents says the findings have not diminished their confidence in Napolitano's leadership. And icing on the cake, California's Attorney General Xavier Becerra just announced that he won't even bother to investigate the matter. But Becerra wants everybody to know this decision has nothing to do with politics. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing out of the ordinary. This is how Democrats skim do business.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, did you know the toughest utility vehicles on Earth are also the most comfortable? Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles offer 25% more legroom and seating while comfortably seating up to 6 passengers. Now, of course, every Mahindra XTV is built right here in the USA and is backed by the industry's best 3-year powertrain warranty. And that's 6 times longer than the other guys. The Mahindra Flex Hauler even features a standard electric dump bed with 3 sides that fold flat for easy loading and unloading. And for a limited time, Mahindra's 750S Flex Hauler is just $139 a month plus $500 off Mahindra's XTV accessories. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Get your work done, America, in comfort.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
85%. According to the IRS, when you claim your Social Security benefits, you could get taxed on as much as 85% of your benefits. The money you were counting on to help fund your retirement could be a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. But there are ways you could dramatically reduce this huge tax bill and keep this money for yourself. Learn how in a Social Security report from Carson Wealth. There's no cost, so you've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your report now at 888-423-1954. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Call 888-423-1954. 888-423-1954. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
It is 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, thank goodness. Please tell me it was a minor crash southbound between Route 80 Urbana and 109, and they've cleared that. Have volume on the approach to Route 80 as the morning rush hour gets in play. In Hillendale, north of the Beltway on New Hampshire Avenue, that intersection, first intersection at New Hampshire Avenue and Powder Mill Road, do watch. We have accident activity, brief delay, but do watch for police to get you through there. On 295, just seeing some of the stop and go heading through town as you head southbound this morning. Right now, passing Benning Road and East Capitol Street, northbound, no road work and no delay. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Areas of rain this morning will continue to pick up as we go through mid-morning and into the afternoon. Occasional rain and even some rumbles of thunder. And temperatures hovering around the 60-degree mark all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 61 degrees, 556.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another job. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Spring positively bursts with color. From the richness of red roses to a symphony of well-landscaped greens, the experts at Potomac Petals and Plants can help you experience the best of spring. Their hand-selected assortment of trees, shrubs, plants, annuals, perennials, and more is unlike any in the area. Stop by today and experience 20% savings on all rose bushes in honor of Mother's Day. Visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Potomac's premier flower garden and gift store.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, the man who will never go away is back, Ryan Seacrest. And when Nancy Pelosi speaks, people listen.
Because it's so entertaining.
That was my line.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Listen, coming up, we're also going to give you the very latest in Comey news. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM.